It's Mark and Walt in the morning, sunny 101.9. As we continue on today, I'm Walt Lindela, joined in the studio by Bugsy Sailor, who is one of the organizers of this week's Fresh Coast Film Festival. Good morning to you.
Good day. We are into our fifth festival.
It's hard to believe because I remember when this got going, I remember talking with you guys back then. It's been five plus years now with everything, and you're back. What's it feel like?
Feels good to be back. We have a few changes for this year. We're excited to bring 100 new films for 2021. And again, everything's walking distance downtown Marquette for full days of documentary adventure film content.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. Fresh Coast Film Festival, you have sort of a theme. I mean, it kind of varies from point to point, but overall you have sort of an outdoor or at least an adventure theme. Tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah, we're pretty strict in terms of things being documentary, but we break our own rules. And about 50% of the content, 100 films, are from the Great Lakes region. But we like to expose people to some new content. We've got films from coast to coast and a couple international films.
What is the rundown sort of in terms of the daily schedule? I mean, not getting into the specifics of it, but multiple venues, and it all starts when?
Yes. Walking distance from downtown kicks off Thursday night at Matson Lower Harbor. That's a free event for the public. Mm-hmm. So people can come down, get some food at the food trucks, get a taste of the festival, and then we hope that you buy a pass to join us for the rest of the weekend, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that will be at the Masonic Building, Matson Lower Harbor, the Library, and Ordock Brewing Company.
So there's locations all around the community. I got to ask you this, in terms of this as a festival, to do something, where did this idea come from? I mean, film festivals are kind of common, but taking this spin, this slant on it of going outdoors and adventure and Great Lakes, where did that all come from?
You know, it's really the brainchild of Aaron Peterson and Bill Thompson. You know, Aaron, amongst our board, is the filmmaker amongst the group, and he's done a lot of content throughout the Midwest and Pure Michigan campaigns, you know, documenting the outdoor spirit of the Great Lakes region. And traditionally, the Great Lakes has been seen as flyover country, and sure, we want to say, no, this is the place to come hang out. This is the place for adventure, to go outside, to seek any outdoor activity you can imagine within a few miles drive.
So when you look at this 5 years plus in, five festivals in, you know, it's like, I'm sure it's constantly a learning experience, but it's probably evolved now into a festival that the filmmakers, they're kind of finding you, because you probably, when you started, you were looking for them, and now they're coming to you. Where are some of them coming from?
Yeah, it's great. We never have any shortage of content.
Right.
So again, about 50% of our content has a tie to the Great Lakes region, but it is coast to coast. We have California content and East Coast content, a couple worldwide international films. So it's exciting, but more and more filmmakers are seeking us out. And we're also excited that there's a handful of filmmakers who have returned to the festival all of five festivals.
That's actually really, that's a credit to what you guys are doing. Now, we're talking with Bugsy Sailor here today, who is one of the coordinators of this week's Fresh Coast Film Festival. Way too many films to even get into now. Where can people find the full listing and get ticket information and all of that?
Yes, everything is at freshcoastfilm.com. We encourage everybody to go through the website, and it is a choose your own adventure festival. There is so much content, it is impossible to take it all in. So we encourage people to browse the schedule, browse the films, see what they're interested in, really plan out their weekend in advance. And tickets are listed online. You can get a weekend pass for just $70. Come and go as you please, then all weekend long.
Why come to it? Why come check out these films?
We hope people walk away leaving inspired. And I think there's been a lot of great stories. You know, my parents, for example, aren't into the Great Lakes surfing scene, but they've come to the festival in the past and have seen some of these surfing films and walked away just beaming with how great the films were. So I think we can expose people to new content that you wouldn't otherwise see and be delighted and inspired by it.
It's Bugsy Sailor with us today. Once again, the website for folks to check out to get all of this info is what?
FreshCoastFilm.com, and we hope to see you there.
If you missed any of our interview with Bugsy, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. We'll link up all the Fresh Coast Film Festival information so you don't miss out on it. Starts off with a free night on Thursday and a chance for you to check it out all weekend long. It's all about keeping you entertained and connected to the community. I'm Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.